You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. Truth all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, whatever day that might be today. You never know if I'm lazy and replaying this. Not the first time, though. This is, this is Thursday when we're listening to this. And God bless you. Happy Thursday to all of you. Thanks for taking the time to tune in today to WGOD. You're going to hear something I just preached this last week. And it was so nice seeing so many people from the radio and new people coming by the church. We had a new members class this week. We have like 7 new members here coming to the church. And I'm so grateful to all of you. First, I'm grateful to God for moving in your hearts to lead you to come and visit our church. And I'm grateful to you as well for coming to Ireland this weekend. And for those of you who listen faithfully on the radio, and thanks for taking the time to do that. You're going to hear, we're tapping into, other than the doctrine of Christ, which is my favorite because it's the most important. This is my most favorite sermon I've ever preached. I love this and following this string of the words if and then. You know, we speak like that all the time, if. And we learn as we do that and read that things are conditional. Things in the Bible are conditional. Not only that, but all the promises of God are conditional as well, except for I will never leave you. And lo, I am with you always. Those aren't conditional. Those aren't based on what kind of day you have today or how many sins you committed. He's always with you. He's faithful, regardless of how bad of a day you've had. Isn't that comforting? You know, to know that no matter how bad we might be or how bad we messed up, we've got an almighty God who loves us and loves us so much. God demonstrates His own love towards us, and that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. That sums it up, baby, that verse right there. But here in this sermon, we're going to look and see that other than that, all the promises of God are conditional. They're conditional many times based on our obedience. God says, if you do this, then I will do this. We're right in the middle of that. This is part 2 of this message now, if and then.
Who wants to be a slave to that?
People say, I don't believe the Bible. There's slavery in the Bible.
That's right. You got to be a slave of something. Either sin. And sin, James wrote in James 1:15, when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death. Or slave of righteousness. You're chained to it.
Either one.
Now Jesus will break the chains over here. Every author of the Bible considered themselves a slave. Jude, James, Peter, John, Paul, all of them. Doulos of Jesus Christ. All right. There's the first one. If we can have the victory over the temptation of sin, then we will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those that love Him. Amen? This could be a long morning. Our next example of God's conditional promises is also in Genesis chapter 18, verse 26. The Lord said, if... If I can find in Sodom 50 righteous people within the city, then I'll spare the whole city for their sakes. God couldn't find 50 righteous people in Sodom. For that matter, he couldn't find 10. And there's another conditional promise, and that is God will not slay the righteous with the wicked. People, you see earthquakes and hurricanes and people, oh, it's the judgment of God. No, that's not what the Bible says. God won't slay a town if there's 10 righteous people in it. When God slays a town, you'll know it, believe me. But he's established himself as faithful. If there are 10 righteous people in this city, then I won't kill everyone in it. But he'll take the righteous people out first, because that's what he does. You ever heard of the land of Goshen? Even the cows weren't hurt, because that's what God does. God said, I'll make a distinction between my people and Pharaoh's people. Okay, next up, another early promise God gave to Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt. Exodus 4:22. Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go so that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, then I will kill your son, your firstborn. How did that work out for you? Even the firstborn cows were killed. God gave a multitude of conditional promises to Pharaoh. Next up, we run into the first conditional promises given by God to Moses of blessing. Exodus 15:24. I don't know if this one's on the handout or not. The people complained against Moses and said, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, then I will put none of the diseases on you that I've put on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. If and then. The theme runs from Genesis to Revelation. God's promises to man are conditional, church. You really don't hear that anymore, do you? God's best blessings to man are conditional. They're dependent on your obedience to him. Here's one of my own. If you make this book your life and do what it says, then whatever you do shall prosper. Amen. I won't take the time to read it. I've got enough here. That's Psalm 1:1, by the way, in case you doubt me. God wants to do good to you. God wants to give you good things. God wants to bless you. Super abundantly. But it's always dependent on obedience. Exodus 19:5. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a special treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. You will be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Deuteronomy 8:19, Moses warned the people, if you by any means forget the Lord, then I testify against you, you will surely die. Again, the key word is obedience. You don't hear that very often. I've heard it a million times. You can never do a thing to affect your relationship with God. And I say to that, sure you can. I can affect my relationship with my dad. I could ignore him when he calls. I could not talk to him anymore. I could send his calls to voicemail when he calls me. I could have done something bad or regretted something I said to him and not made it right. All of those things affect my relationship with my dad. He's still my dad. But you can do lots of things to affect your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Try being, and don't try this, being a friend of the world. Right? James 4:4, whoever makes himself a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Don't try that at home. Lots of things you can do to affect your relationship. The key word here, though, like I said, it's obedience. Okay, one more. I got 50 more. Deuteronomy 28:1. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey, notice these key words here, if and obey. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you, then the Lord will set you up high above all the nations. And all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. I love the next word. The next word is because. Because you obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. You see, from Cain to Moses, we can ascertain two things about God's promises. Number one, God's promises are conditional. Number two, God's promises are carried out based on obedience to his commands. Again, his promises are conditional. He doesn't owe you anything. You can't just believe in Jesus one day haphazardly and go out and do the same things that you did before. And don't think your relationship with him is affected, because it is. And number two, God's promises are carried out based on obedience to his commands. Let's move on to Moses' replacement. That would be Joshua. This one's probably on the handout. This one's one of my favorites. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. God speaking. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. That is, all the Bible that they had back then. Five books. This book, your Bible, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You see, now the if isn't stated, but it's certainly implied here. That is, God's promise of prosperity and success is dependent on what? I'll tell you. Making this book your life. And boy, does that conditional promise ever extend to all of you today. Meditate in this book day and night. Do a devotional in the morning, even if it's only 5 minutes. Some people have devotional books in their bathroom. Whatever it takes. There's nothing wrong with that. Get the Word of God in you, even if it's just 5 minutes. Get the Word of God in you in the morning. It'll change your day. It'll make your day. I promise you, give it a shot. Test God on this. Meditate in this book in the evening before you go to bed. That's what my wife does. Even if you fall asleep doing it, right?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter